Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic. Straight into it today. You are now on air with your man Lyricist and Spades.
Yeah, ma.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna hop into these topics today. You know, we got a special guest, Miss Thea B. Rios, joining us shortly. So as soon as she gets in, we're gonna hop into our Q&A for her. But right now, let's just go ahead and just hop into the very, very first topic of the day. I want to speak on, what's her name? Is it Tommy or Tommy Lauren versus Jay-Z and Beyonce? She recently made a statement about Beyonce's performance at the Super Bowl halftime. So her statement was, you know, Beyonce shouldn't pretty much, you know, represent the image of the Black Panthers because of what it stood for. It was so negative and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And how can you stand for something that's so negative and the African-American history and your husband was a drug dealer? So, to me, I think it's kind of funny. But at the end of the day, it comes down to what you know. And I think people's understanding of what the Black Panthers was about is misconstrued due to the fact that it's not their history. So it's easy for a person like Miss Lauren or Lauren, whatever the fuck her name is, it's so easy for her to make these statements and not have anything to back it up. Now, Spades, what is your thoughts on that? On that statement?
I feel like if you haven't experienced, how can I say this without ruffling feathers? Well, ruffling feathers is what I do. So if you haven't experienced the Black experience as far as living in the ghetto or experiencing any of the things we go to and being done racial profiled or anything like that, then you shouldn't speak. Unless you've been into a situation or you've lived in a community that takes place with this type of stuff. Other than that, I think the Black Panther movement wasn't about violence. It was about protecting our own, and they was against racism. So for people to take what she did and try to turn it into something that's so negative is bullshit, because Kid Rock, amongst other white performers, wore Confederate flags or had the Confederate flag standing. And the Confederate flag is a war flag, so it shouldn't even be used for a fucking racial slur. That's my opinion on that.
I mean, but it comes down to people's knowledge. You know, how much do you know about the American history? How much do you know about the Ku Klux Klan? How much do you know about the KKK? How much do you know about the Black Panthers movement? How much do you even know about, you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X movement? Do you even know who George Washington Carver is? See, the thing is, I can throw those questions out and try to wait for an answer. And, you know, it seemed like history, especially African-American history, has been, you know, skewed a little bit. You know, a lot of facts is missing from what's really real. But, you know, just, she's lucky that she didn't get the Dash Award today because she's an idiot. You know, it's so easy to speak on things when you don't understand. But at the end of the day, when you work for a news, company like Fox, you know, you tend to lose sight of the facts. You know, they're still trying to figure out which side of the fence they're on. But on to the next topic. Before, you know, we welcome our first guest.
And she is on.
She's on. Okay, awesome. So I'll definitely bring her in momentarily because I want to ask her this question as well. Now, Kanye West changed his title again. Am I surprised? No. But the new title to the album is The Life of Pablo. So it's currently delayed due to some music or a track that is missing from the album due to Kanye's various changes. And it directly affected Chance the Rapper. And we all know how artistic Chance the Rapper is. He kind of puts his all into his music, his performances, and everything else. So he's kind of scrambling right now to do a new track with Chance because Chance was unhappy about the song Waves not making it because the title was changed for the album and the concept was changed for the album overnight. So we're going to dive back into that conversation, you know, momentarily. But I want to welcome our first guest or our guest for today, Miss Shea B. Rios. Shay, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Now, I want you to understand that I see all these numbers on my switchboard. I don't know how I got it right, but, you know, I think I deserve a round of applause.
I know.
Hey.
All right. So,
you guys are getting
welcome
pretty
to...
deep, so.
Say that again?
You guys are getting pretty deep in conversation.
Yeah, we are. But I don't want to get too deep without having you in this conversation. So there's questions I want to ask you, but I do want you to, you know, chime in on, you know, your thoughts when it comes to The Life of Pablo. I read one of your tweets, but you tell me how you feel about Kanye West changing his title again.
I mean, I really haven't, like, checked out his project, so maybe the name fits. I don't know, but... personally, I'm like, he went through all of that Twitter beef with Wiz just to change his name. Like, I would have stuck with it after all of that. And then you get exposed for allegedly whatever Amber was upset to him about fingers in his butt or whatever that tweet was. I mean, I think he should have just taken one for the team and kept the name, but I don't know. Kanye's different, so it is
Kanye's
what it is,
a very, very special person. There is a special place on certain buses for guys like that. You know, what he calls creativity, I call slight ignorance. But, you know, everybody, it's like this. Would you take Kanye West or would you take Donald Trump? That's what it comes down to.
Oh, Kanye all day.
So it's one of those things where it is, you know, Kanye has a way of being eccentric. You know, he lives and he, you know, expresses himself daily. His feelings are embedded on his shoulder. He can't help it. You know,
so that nigga is autistic then.
In so many forms, I'm not going to speak on that because people that listen to this show may boycott the shit out of us. So I will not go down that lane. So nice try, though. All right. So.
Just saying.
So, but going back to, you know, The Life of Pablo, I don't like the title. I didn't like Waves either. But, you know, after the insinuation of you liking fingers up your ass, I think you should stick by the title.
Exactly what I was saying.
Like, when you raise that much hell over a title, you fight for it the way you did, even for your stuff to come out, because I don't think anybody can disrespect a man worse than a woman, especially if they know your deep, dark secrets, like having a thumb up your ass. That is the worst. So I'm not going to talk about him too much. You know, I wish him the best with his new album, The Life of Pablo, and his $1,200 shoes, of which I'm like, I can't vibe with the shoes. It looked like some shit that you should work out in. You know, that's just me. I mean, how do you guys feel about the Yeezys? You first, Shaya, ladies first.
I don't know. I think I'm just over everything that he's putting out. I think it's, like, overpriced. Like, it looks like something, like, you can pick up at Salvation Army or something. But I like the shoes. I do like his shoes that he has. But, like, the whole clothing line, I'm not really for.
Yeah, it's like this. Anything that I can stop on a corner of, like, downtown Detroit and buy from, you know, a homeless person, I don't want it. I can't do it.
Right.
You know, so, no knock on homeless people. I'm just saying that Kanye, he had homeless people in mind when he designed those clothes. I'm just saying, all the holes.
So, that nigga
should have
had homeless prices then. What the fuck?
Facts.
He had homeless people in mind, but gave them motherfucking millionaires and thousandaire prices. Kiss my ass. Ain't no way in hell I'm paying $1,200 for some fucking sneakers, bro. It's just no way. That's a house note or fucking rent every month. You can kiss my ass. Fuck Kanye.
Facts. And I've been seeing people, like, make a GoFundMe account so they can get them. I'm like, if you can't afford it, then obviously you don't need them. It's not that serious.
And these are the same people that complain about tickets to Beyonce's show. If you're a Beyonce fan,
yep,
you'll make it happen. If you're a Kanye fan, you'll make it happen. But at the end of the day, I'm not a fan of either. You think I'm going to spend $1,200 on your shoes? No. I will most likely take that $1,200, and I'll spend it on those Back to Future shoes that came out 2 months ago because I thought it was great in the movie. Michael J. Fox had it. Hey, I want it too.
No, that's an impression.
All right. So let's move on past this, and let's get into the questions now for Miss Shaya B. Rios. Now tell everybody who you are. I know who you are. Spades know who you are.
What do I
say? Tell everybody.
Can I just like summarize in a nutshell, or
you
go?
Okay,
here you go.
A lot.
Here you go. Here you go. The first question. So, what is Monday Mix-Up?
All right, so Monday Mix-Up is a platform that I started pretty much to build a gap between mainstream entertainment and underground because, like, I figured obviously that having big names on the show would be bringing traffic to the show and stuff like that, and then having the underground talent on there, being able to give them the same amount of exposure that those who are already known would be having too. So pretty much like just like an open platform for everyone to talk about their businesses and whatever they have going, their current projects and stuff like that. It started off at first, so it was Music Crush Mondays because, like, I was just solely interviewing, like, artists and stuff, but then it kind of blew up bigger where everyone wanted to come on board. So now it's just for everyone. So that's Monday Mix-Up. In a nutshell.
Okay, so are you the only host or do you have co-hosts?
I actually just brought on a few co-hosts because doing it all by myself was getting tiring. Like, I was doing all the bookings, scheduling interviews, making the promo flyers and everything. So I figured to keep my sanity, since I was, like, adding more things to my work pile, that it would be best for me to bring on co-hosts that they can help share the workload too. So I do have a few other people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I mean, you need the help. It's not easy being a superwoman. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you do need a team behind you. You do need people to help, you know, carry the workload. I mean, that's the only way you could be successful and push to the next level is when you have a team behind you. You know, and that's what we're working on over here. You know, we're trying to do things on a, you know, bigger scale. But it's important to have guests like you on the show because we want to, you know, speak about, you know, the importance of you know, understanding how the business works and
right.
show people, you know, okay, you may start small, but you can end up here if you keep doing this. So having guests like you, you know, that started from an independent standpoint, and I've heard about some of the guests that you had on your show, and I plan on tuning in more. Hopefully, you know, one of these days, you know, I'll be on your show as well. But,
definitely.
You know, it's a platform, and to give a platform to people is very important. So that's why it's important to have guests like you on the show. Now, where did you get started? What motivated you to, you know, start Money Mix Up?
Oh, Lord. Well, I figured, okay, I don't even know where to start with that because it kind of dates a little while back. So I'll be, like, totally honest on your show right now. Like, I was that nerdy kid that always got picked on in school. So, like, I never had friends like that. So when I come home from school, I would always just sit on Facebook or MySpace. MySpace was popping then. So I'd just sit on MySpace and, like, make friends. But it's, like, mm-hmm. like I don't know, like, over time I started garnering a big following on social media and connecting with celebrities and stuff. So I figured there's no point in, like, it's useless just knowing people. Like, if you're not going to capitalize off of knowing these people, like, so I figured I'd
oh my gosh,
at least
you said
try to something. Yeah. So
capitalize.
I was doing
capitalize.
A lot of online interning and stuff for the longest, and I figured, like, all of that was fine for the experience, but I wanted to have my own brand, so that's what I've been really working on building.
Okay.
That's dope.
All right. I got a very, very hard one for you. And then we'll get into looser topics, okay?
All righty.
So here's the hard question. If you had one thing to tell people that wanted to do what you're doing or getting started, what would you tell them?
Honestly, I think the only advice I could give people is to not give up. Because, like, there's some days where I'm just, like, overwhelmed and exhausted. But it's so much when you're trying to build your future. Because for myself, and I know for you guys, like, this isn't just a hobby. This is something, this is going to be our bread and butter one day. So it's like we're going to put in all effort that we can to make it happen. And sometimes it may seem like it's going to be tough and it's hard. It's hard work, so overall, like, you just can't give up on something that you really believe in and have faith in. So I think that's the only advice I could give someone is to keep pushing forward.
That's awesome. That's great advice. Great advice.
Most definitely.
You know, you have to be motivated, and people got to understand.
Definitely.
For entrepreneurs, we find motivation in things that don't exist. We find motivation in things that shouldn't exist. So I'm pretty sure you can relate to this as an entrepreneur, because I still say that that's what you are, because you're passionate about your own brand. And entrepreneurs are only passionate about their own brands and taking things to another level. Now, like with the motivation aspect, I'm pretty sure there's hard days, like where you wake up and you're like, okay, you know, I'm not feeling it, but it got to get done. You always find that reason to do things. Right?
Definitely.
Yeah, so.
Definitely.
And that's
for me, like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go.
No, I was going to say, because, like, I don't know, like, I have bad luck. So, like, I've always been the one to always have health issues. So it's like there's literally days where I don't have it in me at all to do too much of anything. But sitting around and making excuses isn't going to get me to where I need to go. So. Got to push through it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, people don't understand. It takes a lot of energy to make excuses and keep it going.
Definitely.
It takes less to ask something and go out there and do what needs to be done. You know, self-motivation is a whole lot harder than, you know, getting motivation from somebody else. Now, if C.T. Fletcher was a life coach, I would hire that guy. I mean, you guys know who C.T. Fletcher is, right?
Of course.
Faze is quiet over there. He probably don't know.
I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I'm fucking lost.
Yeah. C- C.T. Fletcher, this is like the Black Hawk. This guy, you know, it comes to working out, he will find a way to motivate you. He call you out your name, everything. God, don't be a fucking pussy. That's C.T. Fletcher. You need people like that around you. But you got to be your own motivation. And as you can tell, Shea, this show is 100% unfiltered, uncensored, so we say whatever. So if at any point you feel like you want to, you know, free up, you can. But I'm not going to push it because, you know, that may not be you. But right. It's for damn sure. So, but before we push forward, you know, with the rest of this interview, I got to get into this. And it seems like everybody responded well to this new addition that I added to the show last week, which is the DASH Award. And the DASH, the acronym for DASH, stands for Dumbass Spot Holder. So you can call it my donkey of the day. So this week's DASH Award winner is I said a whole country, the United States of America. And here's why I'm saying it, because I am so perplexed by the fact that I know the Super Bowl was last week, but this is a good example on how America responds to things. So before the Super Bowl, Cam Newton was a thug. After the Super Bowl, he's a sore loser. So how do you expect for a person to deal with losses? Now, he carried his ass back out to that field. He made sure he shook everybody's hand on the opposing team. He did what he was supposed to do. But since he didn't give an interview to the standards of everybody else's interviews, when he hears some guy in the background shit-talking him or talking about him, you know, he gets up and walk out of the interview. You find somebody that's content with losing and having somebody rub it in your face, especially on that stage. That is a huge stage to lose. You have to deal with that. So, you know, now he's being, you know, labeled as unprofessional. He's this. He's everything but Cam Newton. But I love his response to it. His response was, you know, find me a great loser, and I'll show you a loser. No one should ever be content with losing. I hate losing. If I lose a fucking nickel, I'm going to lose my mind, and I don't like losing my mind. So it's just one of those things. It's like I think America has to sit back and just think about how we treat people due to the fact of how media treats people. You cannot just say, oh, he's a thug, he's this, he's that. We're so quick to jump on the bandwagon of other people's comments that we don't even think about what, you know, the first thing is about being in a position. I hate group thought. Group thought is a horrible thing. I don't want to think like you. You know, I think that everybody has their own opinions and everybody has, you know, their own mindset. Use it. Now, that's it. That's America. You've earned the DASH Award this week. Grow the fuck up. Please stop trying to do whatever you think is makes sense, because it doesn't make sense if the media put it out there. We've proven that already. We think that Donald Trump is president worthy. Come on. Media made that happen. So at the end of the day, congratulations, America. We have not evolved.
At all. I got lost last night. I was, because my grandfather is currently in the hospital right now, so I was up there with him last night, well, early this morning. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump was on the TV, and he made a quote saying how he could shoot at people on Fifth Avenue in New York, and he still wouldn't lose any votes. And I'm like, that right there is just sad to me. Like, it's no matter how idiotic he is and the things he says, like, people still gravitate to him. And to me, that shows the real mindset of the people in America. Like, he's literally bashed every state underneath the rainbow, and y'all still want to vote for him. Like, he's leading for the Republican Party, and I don't understand. I just don't get it.
That's going to be the guy, believe it or not. You know, because even after he made that statement, he said, you know, I can literally shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and won't lose a single point. If you look at when he made, he jumped 5 points. He jumped 5 points. How do you make that statement now? Had that been Obama making a statement like that, do you think that he'd be the president right now?
No, they would have impeached him so quick.
No, his shit would have went straight down.
Yeah, it would have went straight down the drain. He would have been done. There's no, like, okay, well, no reelection for this guy. I mean, it's hard enough being who he is, you know, and deal with the stuff he has to deal with. But when you have to, you know, battle the media is a hard thing to battle. If they don't like you, they don't like you. Look at Kanye. Kanye said that he got the approval to diss Taylor Swift. And then the moment the media got a hold of it, and they went to go speak to Taylor Swift, like, nope, I had nothing to do with that. Had nothing to do with it. Because the media makes you change your position. It makes you change your perspective when it comes to certain things. Because, you know, the power of the media, if you don't have the media, look at what the media did to Cat Williams.
Yeah, I mean, David Chappelle.
Nobody was as big as Dave Chappelle around that time. No other comedian. And when he got on the wrong side of people, look at what happened to his career, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. It's real questionable when it comes to things like that. That's why I said that America, you know, earned that award this week, because I hate group thought. If you tell me it's bad, okay, I think it's bad. No, if you tell me it's bad, I want to find out for myself why it's bad.
Only group thought, though, that shit is nothing but a distraction to the real struggles and the real fucking problems that's going on in America. Like, it's way more important shit going on than fucking, like, okay, I know Super Bowl is big and all, but at the same time, like, what about Flint? What about this shit going on overseas with our troops, and are we going to have to go to another war? Like, it's way more important shit than that bullshit going on. And this dumbass law they passed in Michigan, oral sex and anybody, y'all got me fucked up. The day y'all standing in my house and I'm hitting my wife and y'all motherfuckers arrest me for her giving me a blowjob, then that is the day I respect that law.
All right. I didn't see that one coming.
You got to spice up right now, man. It's the damn truth.
That was my biggest part about the Dash Award, because it's like they demonizing Cam Newton for being a sore loser, but they don't demonize Rick Snyder for the things that he does. He still has a job right now. I mean, I don't get why he still has a job. You know, you can't demonize somebody that's spent $500,000 giving away free balls to the kids at his game for every time he scores, anybody on the game or anybody on his team scores. You know, he's giving those balls. He's getting fined 15 to 20. So that's a lot of money to get fined. And at the end of the day, you're still the bad guy. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But you got this guy over here spending taxpayer money, you know, getting lawyers and everything else so he can cover his ass when it comes to the Flint water crisis. You know, I don't get that, you know. But we allow that stuff. America thinks that that's okay. The same reason why we think it's okay for, you know, Donald Trump to say, you know, he could shoot somebody in the middle of the down road and still, you know, retain his lead as far as his party goes. I mean, that's crazy. You know, I really think it's one of those things that, you know, everybody needs to wake up, you know, and stop thinking that everything you see on social network is believable. I just did two episodes in a row about how bad social network can be if you use it the wrong way. You know, it's a tool. It's not meant for you to pass a message along and everybody, oh, yeah, you know, this is great. Oh, wow, that's really I can tweet right now that Michael Jackson is alive. You know how many people will probably retweet that? It's just one of those things that I need people to get out of the group thought process. Stop being so fucking stupid. Now we are heading into the after effects for Surge Radio, which means that we are no longer live, but we still have time left in the show. And if you check us out at surgerecords.com, you're able to still listen to this feed and to this stream. Now, Shea, is there any thoughts that you want to share with everybody?
Wait, huh?
Is there any thoughts, anything you want to add?
No, I think you've narrowed it down. My every thought, really, as far as your Dash Award and everything in regards to that. It's just mind-boggling, like, people's thought process and how they pick and choose who they want to show sympathy for.
Right.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, especially with the whole Rick Snyder situation, like, there is no way that he should still even be employed right now.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's like,
true.
Like, that whole situation is just, it's horrible. And then for us living here in Michigan, it's so close to home. Like, that could easily be any of us dealing with that right now, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That whole thing just, like, pisses me off. I just wish people actually had genuine hearts and cared about the people that they're supposed to be protecting, and they don't.
Yeah, I think people are starting to disconnect more. You know, people really beginning to care less. You know, people are more focused on themselves than they are, you know, what's actually happening around them. And, you know,
definitely.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I get it to a certain extent, but, you know, you can't lack humanity. You know, that's the thing that keeps us grounded. That's the thing that keeps most of us alive, because we respect other human beings. You know, if I didn't respect another human being, I would take the Donald Trump approach. As soon as I step outside my door, I'm going to cap somebody. Go back in, play my breakfast, call it a day. You know, that's slaughter. That's insanity. But people got to understand, you know, you got to have a mindset to care about more than yourself and more than your family. You got to respect, you know, other people's lives. And if Rick Snyder understood that, because he's a mathematician first and a person second. So if he understood anything about humanity, he would have reacted a whole lot faster than what he did. And those emails show that.
Definitely.
So, all right, we're going to wrap this show up. Now, Shea B, please tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can find you. Give them more info about yourself.
Just don't stalk me. But you guys
please
can find me on Facebook. Please talk to me. You're not even my friend on Facebook, so we have beef right now. So
You know what? But before you get into that, see, I wasn't going to bring it up. See, now me and you have problems with your social network now, because, you know, I can't even get in. You too damn popular for me. You know, I got bounced back. The only thing I can do is follow you. I'm like, you know, you got to delete like 20 people to add me in. You know, it's like that, though. You know, when you're a superstar.
Whatever. Well, message me so I can delete someone. Because I'm not going to stalk, like, through his Facebook friends, like, to find you. So just message and then I'll delete.
All right. I'll make sure I do that. So tell everybody where to follow you, except for on Facebook, because they probably won't be able to get in.
Right. Well, I am maxed out on Facebook, so, but you guys can still follow me. My Facebook name is Shea B. Rios. Twitter is RioHoney_, and Instagram is Rio.Honey. So follow me. Just don't be creepy. I don't like creepers. Like, just follow me and just be, like, I don't know.
No creeps, niggas.
That's it. Thirsty on social media.
Look. I just dealt with a thirsty individual about a week ago.
Oh.
You know, this guy was really out of his fucking mind. He was like subtweeting me for like 2 weeks.
Speaking of subtweeting.
You know,
that's
kind of
cute, though.
No, it's not cute. Because at the end of the day, you're a guy. You're married. You need to focus on your fucking life. And don't stalk
no
me and worry about the hell out.
No,
no, he look, you would have to listen to the other episodes to understand who this individual is. He's a former friend. He's mad because he got cut off. And the best thing for him to do was to send subtweet, angry subtweets about how much he hates me.
Look at you making people mad.
Look, I make a lot of people mad. I can't help it. That's what honesty
does. If you don't make people mad, you're not doing your job.
Yeah, and if you don't have stalkers, you're not. And if you don't have stalkers, you're not shabby.
I guess.
All right. Well, thank you for being a guest on Surge Radio. We appreciate you taking the time out. We hope to have you back on the show. I hope you have fun.
Of course, and you guys got to come online. So
most definitely.
Let me know. I'll be there. No hesitation.
Well, that's when you're done dealing with your little stalker friend. You're more than welcome to come on.
Yeah. Look, you end up with stalkers when hip hop doesn't work, when diss records don't work, they try to stalk you on social networks. So I didn't mean to make them sound what's the word?
A little bit.
Like, you know what? Yeah, pretty much. Thank you. I mean, it is what it is. I guess you are what you eat, you know. And he's a pussy. So moving on with this show. Thank you for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock is in shock is real. Into the next episode, our next guest is going to be Mr. T. Soul himself on the 27th. Until then, you guys have a good day. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to carry out with this next track by your boy lyricist called Beautiful Lies, Ugly Truths.
Yeah, ma.
You going to tell me reason? Let me tell you the reason, motherfucker. The reason is your ass ain't worth the shit no more.
You better fucking back off, man.
What the fuck happened to you, man?
As you grow, you learn to keep your circle small. The slightest miscalculation equates to downfalls. No smoke, less liquor when I spit bars. Fresh gear, tune up, the engine never stalls. A mile of the day, and Jamie's track is a cost. Studying great, supplying what I learned to the sport. Of course, it gets hairy in my culture, what kind of course. No shortcuts, just ride the waves. Vibe out and pray for better days. The struggle was real, so you better stay in your prayers. I swear, how we living in a system that don't want us here. But it's quite clear they forgot how we got here. We never asked for the folks.